The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Duke on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your first question is from the line of Shannon Ryan with the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Hey, Shannon, how are you doing?
Good. I was out at your practice and talked a little bit to Mo. And just wondering from you, I guess, two things. Just what kind of the journey he's taken to get to this point. You know, he described it as even a little surreal for him. And then, you know, what you expect out of him and maybe the cornerbacks this weekend as you guys are kind of banged up in that position.
Well, I'm very proud of Mo. You know, a young man that, you know, came to us as a grad transfer, you know, walk-on that, you know, played a lower level of football. And since he's been in our program, his effort level has been absolutely outstanding. He's from a great program. You know, he played for Rob Zvonar down at Lincoln Way East, one of the best, if not the best program, you know, in the state. And, you know, he was well prepared football-wise, you know, just had to learn what we did schematically. And, you know, I thought he made a great impact in the kicking game. And like all of our players, we tell him, you're a play away. You need to be ready. The only thing you can control is whether or not you're prepared. And, yeah, he's prepared greatly. So, you know, excited to watch him perform and continue to play. And, you know, from all of our players, you know, when one or two guys go down, somebody's got to step up. And I'm sure from a secondary standpoint, our guys will step up. I'm confident in that.
What did you see out of them last week as far as, you know, stepping up into those roles? I know you just talked a little about Mo being able to do that, but, you know, how did they fulfill those? And I know, you know, some guys are in question right now maybe, but just
yeah,
curious.
Well, I think they were okay. I mean, I think from a standpoint of, you know, we gave up some things that weren't necessarily from the guys stepping up. You know, we had bad communication on an exchange route that gave up a touchdown. And then we jumped kind of a slant and go that we took a bad angle and had bad eyes and gave up another explosion pass play, which really none of those should have happened. So, you know, it's like any coach, you know, when you have those things happen, you can usually look back to fundamentals, techniques, or communication. And so those are some areas that we got to do a better job coaching.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Sam.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, when I say David Cutcliffe, what are some things that come to mind?
Well, he's first class. I mean, he's, you know, I'm honored to call him a friend. You know, we've known each other for a number of years. And, you know, he's just a first-class coach. He runs a first-class program. You know, he's had just terrific success at all of his stops in the sea. You know, what he's built over the last decade at Duke is absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, he knows I'm his biggest fan. It's kind of like Lovey. I'm his biggest fan except when we play each other. But, you know, got great respect for David.
And schematically, what are the dominant traits of his teams?
Well, I think, you know, quarterback-wise, it speaks for itself. You know, all the stops he's had, not only great recruiting, but most importantly, great development of his quarterbacks. You know, and they nothing different. You know, when you pop on the video, you see an offense that gives a quarterback, you know, an opportunity to always be right. You know, they've got, I think, two really impressive backs, one a senior and one a redshirt freshman, Wilson and Brown, that are really explosive. You know, but they do a great job getting it out of his hands and then making you have to defend their formations and their tempo. They do a really good job.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
You bet, Teddy.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Go Cats. Bye-bye.